So you said Ethan's restarting, huh?
That's what he said.
Okay.
I think he's actually gone.
Don't say anything funny until he gets back.
Oh, we're going to say something funny in this episode?
And ding, ding, ding. We hit it. He made the joke that the podcast sucks. Woo! Let's all go home. And welcome to the podcast. This is the Talking Fail podcast. And this week, I have Tyler.
Hello.
And that's it.
Yeah. Why are you talking like that?
I'm panicked because we're short on bodies this week.
Oh, that was panicked? I thought it was something else. So, maybe. But yeah, you're right. Nobody else is here. The other two have abandoned us.
Brothers podcast.
I was thinking that we could do a Shawshank commentary, just the two of us.
All right, Tyler, pop in your copy, which I'm sure you have ready.
Of course I do. I don't. I don't actually own a copy of the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, tragic. You can borrow mine.
Is that on 4K yet?
My copy is not on 4K. It probably has a 4K copy, which somebody should probably get me for, like, you know, a birthday or Christmas or something.
May 5th.
All the listeners, all one of you, send me a copy, please. I know we make fun of you a lot, but please send me a Blu-ray of Shawshank. Tyler,
yes,
that is. It's not going to make any sense if I don't say the first name. They won't know who I'm referencing. All right. Since nobody else is here, there's no one to stop me from talking about the PewDiePie versus T series.
Yeah. Well, this was something we talked about in the past. So, what's the update? Well, do you want to give a quick recap because we have some time to fill?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So first of all, I don't really care. You know, I don't like PewDiePie. And the only reason I'm rooting for him is because he's an actual YouTuber, unlike T-Series.
Which seems to repost other videos or...
Yeah, I mean, I can't pass too much judgment on them because I don't follow them and don't really know what their whole deal is. I just know that it's not like an actual YouTuber. They just like post clips of things.
Like it's not a person or a personality or...
It's kind of like if Vimeo... was about to surpass PewDiePie. That would be like, come on, they don't count.
Sure, right.
So, yeah, they've been in a very closely heated battle for first place for quite a while now. It was, like, projected... I'm looking at the stats right now, the subscriber data. So, at about... what was it? October 13th was they had 65 million to 66 million with PewDiePie in the lead, about a million subscriber difference, and that was, you know, a few months ago. So they were supposed to have surpassed PewDiePie by quite a bit at this point, but there's been like campaigning by a ton of YouTubers to try and keep PewDiePie as the number one. And so it also took them a long time to get to 65 million. Like PewDiePie, let's see. So from 2018 to 2017 was like 10 million subscribers for PewDiePie. So like almost 2 years to get like 10 million subscribers, something like that. So we're jumping from the 66 million from October of last year to current day, and it is 82 million to 81.8 million.
Wow, that's pretty close.
It is pretty close. Like, PewDiePie fended him off for a while, but now it's creeping back up. And both of their subscriber counts have just like skyrocketed since this whole thing became like a meme.
I still believe that most of the new people are bots and fake accounts and all that stuff.
Yeah. Even though T-Series gets like, what's the word? Accused of sub-botting. Like, come on. There's no, I'm sure PewDiePie isn't doing it himself, but his fans have to be doing some of it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And just a quick Shawshank update. The highest quality physical copy I can find online is just the standard Blu-ray. Not 4K. And Best Buy has it for $6.
Ooh, $6. Tyler, you know my price to come over to my apartment and sneak your way onto the podcast is $6.
If you go with Amazon, you will pay a little bit more, but I'm assuming you'll get free delivery.
I mean, it's that convenience.
So it's Amazon is about, for the Blu-ray, I mean, wow, it's $25. The multi-format, which I'm assuming gives you standard definition as well, is only $18. So there you go. That's your Shawshank update.
You saw Ocean's 8.
Yes, I did. You did not, correct?
I saw like 20 minutes of the middle or end. I couldn't really tell where I was in the movie.
Based on what you described to me, it's about closer to the end. It's the middle end. The end of the middle, perhaps. I'm not. I don't want to spoil it because it is. I did think it was a pretty. It was a decent movie. I'm probably one of those weird ones who I enjoyed. Ocean's 12 is the weakest of the three original Oceans, but I still thought it was a very good movie. And I thought that Ocean's 8. Was a good for what it was as a kind of it's not a reboot or it's more of just like a little spin-off movie, and it was okay. It wasn't great. I think of the four Oceans movies that have come out recently, it's the weakest of the four, but I still enjoyed myself. I had some notes, some thoughts, some changes that I'd like to see have made, but
is point one to put dudes back in the movie?
There were some cameos of some of the original dudes from other movies.
I didn't see any of those.
Didn't see those scenes. Yeah.
Give me one cameo that would make it worth watching.
Well, I didn't say the cameos would make anything worth watching if you already weren't interested.
Is it Jesse James?
No.
Oh, it was, okay. That would have been fun.
Jesse James? Oh, because he used to be married to, to Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
okay.
Rihanna. Oh.
The Amazing Yen makes an appearance.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't see very much of it, but I saw an Asian girl like climbing underneath a bathroom stall, and I was like, oh no, they did not just make the Asian girl the other like contortionist gymnast person, did they?
She is the, like the sleight of hand magician person on the team, who is, I guess she would be in terms of job, she was like the Matt Damon, I think.
Okay.
Because she's like lifting people's watches and stuff. But I feel like with only eight people on the team, I feel like it was less convoluted, because when you have like the Ocean's 11, you have all these guys all doing different jobs.
And a couple of them aren't totally necessary. Like,
yeah. Like the two brothers are always together and they're always just bickering, and that's their scene. So they're really just one character.
I hate two bickering brothers.
And Don Cheadle, he does like his explosive stuff, but then he's not in the movie at all, unless he's doing explosives. Or
Bernie Mac didn't even show up for the third one.
He was in it, but yeah,
oh,
I get what
he?
You're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there. But so I feel like it was having less people on the team was better overall. But yeah, it was a decent movie. I will say that apparently they had Matt Damon film a scene or two, or you know, he came in and filmed some stuff as his character from the first three, but that all of his scenes got deleted.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's like the biggest travesty of this movie, is that you had this, like, you had the connection to the old trilogy with Matt Damon, and you wrote him a scene, his character a scene, but it wasn't important enough to stay in the movie. It's kind of a big waste of Matt Damon.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like that probably was something that was shoehorned into the movie that the creators didn't even want to do, but they were like,
"True,
oh, we got Matt Damon. Now we have to come up with something." And I bet the scene would have been like super corny and just be like, oh, Matt Damon's here.
Hey, look, it's Matt Damon. I did think that if anybody who's seen the movie, I feel like if you just replaced James Corden's character with Matt Damon, like you had Matt Damon play that character or do that role in the movie, I feel like it would have worked really well.
And I'm all for removing James Corden from as many things as possible.
He actually did a decent job acting. I don't know what I've only seen him on late night TV show stuff, so I don't know what his actual acting chop is, you know, history is like, but I feel like he did a passable job doing the acting job they gave him. But I feel like in terms of overall plot, if connecting all the movies, if that was Matt Damon, it would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, that's my eight thoughts on Ocean's 8.
From the small bit that I saw, I kind of, you know, it's like a reboot kind of, right? Or it's in the same really, universe.
Yeah, they talk about Danny Ocean a lot.
So like, and it's directed by someone else.
Yes, but it's produced by Steven Soderbergh, who did all the other movies.
Oh, okay. It's produced by him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to critique that they use the exact same filming style. Like, this guy just copied the art style and, like, the zooming in on things.
Yes, the way they shot it definitely made it feel very much like the other Ocean's movies.
I suppose if they got the Berg in there somewhere, then it's passable.
So... if you really want to be a full completionist, you have to get the original Ocean's 11 movie with Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your trilogy with George Clooney and all those other guys. And then I feel like this lives up to the franchise.
Okay.
An acceptable entry. What is your subreddit that you have here?
Well, it's not my subreddit.
No, I'm pretty sure I looked at it, and I actually haven't looked at it. What is it?
Well, it's called Am I the Asshole? And it's a subreddit of people, like, honestly asking, was I being a jerk in this situation? Like, just tell me if I am or not.
Okay. So, which I feel like that's, like, step one, if you're self-aware enough to where you have to ask, if you ask that question... I'm gonna initially give you some benefit of the doubt.
And you know, don't get me wrong, there are still people that go on here that are just looking for praise, that are like, so I paid $20,000 so my cousin could, you know, get cancer treatment. Am I the asshole? You know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I meant to prepare some beforehand, but I was caught off guard. So I'm just going to wing it and see if this one sounds good. So this person says, am I the asshole for calling my pregnant cousin a breeder? Okay, so a little context. I'm 23, in a serious relationship, and have a whole host of medical issues. I've never wanted a kid. Even at age 5, I found the idea of baby dolls. This one's losing me. Okay, I'm going to do the TLDR.
Okay, there you go. Go for that.
I'm at a family gathering and got crap for not wanting children. I snapped at my pregnant cousin, and now she's posting all this stuff on Facebook, and I just want the whole ordeal to be over. Okay. What's your determination from the TLDR? Or TDLR?
Yeah, whatever it is. That's probably something that I would say jokingly, and I'd make it very clear that I'm making a joke, but it seems like that's not what this person was doing. And I guess I just don't see the point in calling someone a breeder. I don't know. I would say yes, that person is.
Yeah. So I think it might be a little bit of an overreaction, you know. If somebody's like getting to you, best way is to keep your cool, because once you flip out, all of a sudden you're the bad guy, and all the bad stuff that was done to you is forgotten, and people just remember that you flipped out and yelled at someone.
Let me see here. I'm looking at there now. So I found one. I'm also haven't had a chance to read through it yet. But am I the asshole if I cut off my friend who faked their suicide? Now,
that took a big turn.
Now, based solely off of the title of this post, Will, where do you land based only knowing the title?
You should absolutely cut off someone who fakes their death in any way, really.
Okay. In reality, I 100% agree with you. Although, it is a pretty cool story that is like, oh yeah, so yeah, Will, did you hear about the time he faked his death for like a week? I mean, we were all very upset about it, but I mean, it's kind of funny. But okay, so let me read through this here. So some backstory. I've known a group of friends for about exactly 10 years now. One friend in particular called D. D is very problematic and hated me since the early years, but eventually we became close. I was one of the friends D genuinely liked, and as he manipulated everyone else. So already some red flags. A few days ago, I received news on his Twitter that he had committed suicide. The post claimed to be from his... The post claimed to be from his husband.
His Twitter. I've committed suicide.
The post claimed to be from his husband, who said he didn't know how to use Twitter and that he killed himself on the 18th.
Scandalous. Okay.
Naturally, since I and his friends were all close, we were devastated, and I nearly had a panic attack, and some of the friends were crying nonstop. So, still, has anything in the story changed your initial opinion of...
No, of him? But the fact that, like, you would announce a suicide over Twitter is a little strange.
Sure. But, I mean, if you don't know...
Well, they say they're close friends, right?
True, true. That is a phone call.
That's like
at the very least, it's a text.
You know, like Arthur or Ethan announcing their suicide over Twitter. You're like, okay, maybe at least in Discord would be nice.
All right. I'm finished. I want to just finish through this. A few days later, we looked for obsessively for any information regarding the obituaries for D or confirmation that he was dead. Uh-oh, now there's already some speculation. And a friend of mine managed to get a hold of one of D's uncles, and uncle confirmed that D is alive and well. It gets worse. Seconds after he confirmed he's alive, D's Twitter was deleted. Some suspicious timing. But a few hours later, his other social media accounts went down too. Which is especially shady since the husband claimed that he didn't have access to his other accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the husband is in on this, or are they interacting with D, pretending to be the husband?
To me, I would say it's all got to be D, right?
Sure. And claiming, oh, I don't know how to use social media is a good excuse for, oh, how come you're not, you know, your writing style has changed or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you can help. All right. While the rest of Dee's friends are relieved he's okay, I'm personally really hurt. I feel like this is the last straw, as he's done some shitty things in the past and caused me and his friends all great pain. If I ever see him again, I want him to know. I don't know what I'm going to say to him, but I just don't want to deal with him anymore. So yeah, is he an asshole for cutting off his friend?
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
The friend is.
Wait, which? Oh, the friend is the one
the
pretending
one who
to be.
Faked, yeah, one who faked suicide, asshole.
Got it. Yeah, I agree with you. And that was a fun story.
Okay, this one, just the title caught my eye.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for filling up my mom's Popeye's Louisiana kitchen box with fried chicken from the grocery store several times a week?
I will say, okay, based solely off the title, I will say no, because it's in the long run, it's just all chicken. And so unless there's some big sob story about Popeye's chicken being so, you know, very close emotionally for mom.
There is a bit of a sob story, actually.
All right, lay it on me.
About 3 months ago, my...
Change my mind.
His mom was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer.
Ooh.
And they are very broke and live paycheck to paycheck. They're waiting for hospice to be approved. So on top of that, she's always been a nice person. Oh, wait. Oh, she has never been a nice person.
Oh,
whoops.
All right. Okay. All right. You know, the cancer, you know, made me start to waver a little bit, but now I'm, you know, I'm back the other direction a little bit now.
She was abusive to me and my brother growing up. Well, okay. I'm letting her live with me because of, okay. And then there's her last real pleasure in life is Popeye's chicken. She loves the stuff, but it's very expensive. And I can't afford to stop there 5, 6, or even 7 times a week. So what he does is he goes to the grocery store and fills up the Popeye's box with grocery store chicken. Okay. I did not expect that. I thought he was like stealing chicken from Popeye's.
Oh, no. I read it as exactly how the situation was. All right.
Okay.
So here's my opinion on this whole thing. Assuming he's telling all the truth, you have an abusive lady who was abusive to you growing up, and now she's in your house dying. And I feel like, and then she's asking you to go get expensive chicken almost every day. Mm-hmm. I believe, and as long as she doesn't, especially if she doesn't know the difference, I completely agree with the poster. Go to the grocery store, get that cheap chicken.
It's like when you give food to someone who's about to die in like a post-apocalyptic situation, you know, it's just a waste. She's going to die anyways.
Like that person is sick and they're bleeding out slowly and all they're doing is just taking up resources. Don't give them mm-hmm. the good food. Why give them any food?
I like this little part here. He also says, I just grab a Popeye's box from the trash and stop by the grocery store.
I'm still with the poster on this one.
Okay. She doesn't notice the...
Yeah, if she doesn't notice. I mean, even if like the abusive stuff wasn't a factor, if she doesn't notice, then yeah, go for it.
I mean... At some point, she's got to be like, man, Popeye's really sucks lately. I'm just going to stop ordering them.
I think it's if she's abusive in the past, as a when he was a kid, I think this is another power move kind of a thing that she's, you know, oh man, it would I'm dying, it would really make me feel a little bit better if I had some of that Popeye's chicken.
That's a good point.
So and I think it'd be hilarious is if she knows, she recognizes that it's not Popeye's chicken, but like can't complain without fear of, like, you know, him blowing up and like, you know what, that's it, you're out of the house, and then her meal ticket's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my as terrible as it's it is that she's dying of a terminal cancer thing. But sounds like she's a jerk. All right, I've got another one.
All right.
Am I an asshole for not telling my boyfriend that I can feel his farts? I'm deaf.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So you're based not, on the title.
No, you're not. You're kind of just being polite, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that in general, unless there's like a massive fart that like can clear a room, I think the polite thing in today's culture is just, you know, to not, you know, even if you hear it, you just kind of ignore it and nobody references it.
You know, he's kind of the rude one because she can still smell.
Right.
Her smell's got to be heightened because she's deaf.
So, background to the story. Like I said, I'm deaf from birth. Birth means I can't hear farts or anything like that. But, however, my loss of hearing has made my other senses stronger and extra sensitive. Oh. So if someone dropped a bowl in the room next to me, I can feel it sound in my body. Not sure how to explain this in English, but English isn't my first language. Oh, this is going to be good then. Anyway, my BF and I have been dating for 3 or 4 months. He is full hearing and has never dated a deaf girl before, so hung at my place, chill on the couch. Thought he could get away with farting openly due to my being deaf and unable to hear farts. However, I can feel the vibration of his farts on the couch. I feel like that's pretty intense, if you can feel those vibrations. First time happened, I didn't want to embarrass him, so I didn't tell. Same reason for the other times after that. But after a while, I started to find it so funny that I decided to let him believe that I didn't know. And believe me, he farts a lot, most of the times. It doesn't smell, but sometimes it does smell, and then he usually blames it on the dog. She knows he's farting, but she has not told him. But yesterday, he let out such a big fart, causing a real fart quake on the couch, that I got into a fit of laughter and I told him. To my big surprise, he actually seemed mortified that it got so quiet after it. He didn't end up staying at my place yesterday, and I haven't heard anything from him today.
Who's sensitive about farting that is like, oh, I can't see you?
Yeah. So what's your call on this one?
I think he's a baby. Just, you know, you fart sometimes. I'm sure she farts and she doesn't even know that it's loud, you know?
Oh yeah. You don't even, I mean, I guess you can feel.
Yeah. But how would she have any point of reference? She'd be like, oh, got that one out quietly. And he's just like, what was that?
True. All right. So for my judgment, I will say that if he is farting this much, and especially like something that can be deemed a fart quake, just because the other person can't hear it, I feel like he's the jerk. And I think that that she is completely in the right, assuming that's a she.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the poster is completely in the right.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Okay. Am I the asshole for making a girl cry by calling her fat when she was roasting me for being skinny? That's a doozy.
All right. So I guess, so based on the title, it's hard because like, these are kinds of things that you can do with depending on the people you're around. But if you're making fun of somebody for their body size, no matter what it is, and then they make fun of you back for your body size, I feel like it's fair.
Oh, yeah, I would say that, yes, if you can't, you know, take it, don't give it. But now that I'm reading it, it is a skinny guy,
yeah,
and a fat girl.
Okay.
So she was, I think, just, you know, flirt, making fun of him for being skinny, and then he comes back with, like, "You're fat."
I think I still stand by my my judgment call there. I mean, if you're gonna make jokes, you gotta be prepared for people to make jokes back at you.
Okay, yeah, she's getting a little mean with one of these quotes here. This is what the girl says: "Look at you! You're like one of those starving African kids on those TV commercials."
Yep. Make fun of her.
Oh, that's why his ex dumped you. You look malnourished.
Yeah, if she's saying these kinds of things to him, I'm with him.
Her another quote: "Go lift some weights. It's okay. No one will judge you if you can only curl 5 pounds." Oh, I like his comeback here.
Okay.
To the curling 5 weights thing, he says, "If you could tell me what your current diet is, I'm sure I'll put on weight in no time."
Excellent comeback.
Okay, and then she gets angry at that point. So yeah, I'd say she was being pretty rude and couldn't take what she was given.
All right. Do you want to do some more? Or, I don't know what we... Oh, never mind.
If that didn't come through, Ethan just showed up and did a big "what's up," and his computer died.
We'll do. Do you want to do another two real quick while Ethan's here? Have him join in this a couple rounds.
Yeah. Do you have one already? I need to look for one.
Yeah, you look for one, and I'll look for one while he's getting set up. He cannot hear us.
Okay. Is his speakers set up in Google Hangouts to be with the correct?
I don't know. We could tell him these things, but he can't hear us.
Good point.
How much of this should I leave in of us talking about him trying to diagnose his problems?
Has he tried turning the computer off and then just leaving it off? Boy, how long does it take to restart a computer?
For Ethan's computer, he probably had to open up the open up the laptop, crank up the fans.
You know, am I the only one that thinks Ethan doesn't actually have to open it up? I think he's just doing that to look cool.
Such a nerd.
Oh yeah, I gotta resolder the motherboard, and I'm changing my RAM, and updating the firmware.
The BIOS.
I need to reconnect my mouse.
I don't have enough USB ports.
I've got to plug in my printer.
I don't have the adapter. I don't have the right dongles.
Oh, remember those ugly, like, dongles and those old connectors on those crappy old PCs where it was like a round mouse port?
Yeah.
Ugh. I do not miss that.
So when Ethan gets here, it's like, all right, well, thanks for coming. The show's over. See you later. See you next week.
You know, going back to that suicide story, I'm 100% sure if on my Twitter was posted I committed suicide, no one would believe it.
Well, you need people who actually follow your Twitter for it to really be effective.
Okay,
or follow you enough to care if you killed yourself.
Okay, we'll say Facebook. You can stop hurting me.
Well, this is helpful because everyone knows your Facebook and can go check it out for themselves.
No, they don't. That's
yeah. We're gonna.
What are you talking about,
Tyler? Just go ahead and throw that in the description with a link to that cruising Craigslist episode.
I've assumed a false identity.
Where Will doxed himself.
I assumed a false identity before we even started this whole podcast thing. Well, William Cardwell, that's not my name.
Pretty sure you told me this when you were 14 while we were doing audio at Kidsville. You tell me, this is fake. I'm not really Will.
Well, Ethan, tell me
I don't believe. Huh? Oh, my theory is that Will believes he's not actually.
Yeah, but my theory.
Well, in the traditional genetic sense.
I don't know. I don't want to know what that means. Are you recording?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, you know, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's only a half an hour after we normally end.
Yeah.
Thanks for waiting.
Well, we started a little late. Yeah, to hopefully for you or Arthur. We still have no idea where Arthur is. He never responded to anything.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure he's in Alameda right now on his motorcycle. I'm following his Snapchats.
And he's
by himself sending photos of Google Maps screenshots with questions like, what's here? And then following is a picture of a motorcycle at that place.
Okay.
Like, whoa, San Francisco caption.
All right. Well, in your absence, we talked about Ocean's 8. We covered everything, so don't we don't need your opinions on it.
Oh, PewDiePie and
T-Series. I have no opinions and nothing to say other than some friends of mine just recently watched it, and I asked, "Is that the one with all the women?" They said yes, and I said, "I heard it's terrible. Keep me updated."
All right.
That's about my.
Why is it terrible? Because there's women in it, Ethan.
No. Is that women some kind in of... something doesn't make it bad, but if doesn't only help. Women are in something, show me something other than this.
Okay.
You know what? I'm 5 minutes on the show. I don't know if I want to.
We've exposed his sexism.
Show me something other than a women's group that's all women that isn't a disaster, and let me know. Even the suffrage movement,
girls.
It was men who voted it in.
All right.
Okay.
So,
women. What women did was convince men to go, okay, fine. And then they did it. Okay. So, I mean, good for them. Good for them. But men signed the paper. Okay.
Not helping.
No one else could. They didn't have the right to vote. Men had to be like, all right. We'll sign you up.
All right.
And then you're on your own.
All right. Okay, Ethan.
Ocean's 8.
All right.
Ethan, ease off the mic a little bit. You're coming in a little hot.
Sound a little
volume or in...
All right. So
I'm fine. Women haven't hurt me.
All right. So one of the main things that we found very interesting while you're gone is Will found the subreddit Am I the Asshole? And it's a subreddit where people have their stories of like, oh, this situation happened. This is how I reacted. Am I the asshole in this situation? So it's pretty self-explanatory. Will and I have been we've been grabbing random ones and reading them out and giving our judgments on whether or not the person who is writing the story is an asshole.
I hope to be a contrarian here.
All right. Really... Well, so Will and I both have picked our last two or our last ones. So we'll have two rounds. And so I'll read this one. Am I the asshole for not going to my best friend's out of country wedding? So first of all, based just on the title, what is your opinion?
If you have a wedding outside of the country, you have to be prepared that like 80% of your guests are not going to show up.
There's logistical boundaries, and then it becomes how convenient or what is the line of inconvenience to where if you do not engage in it based on your relationship with that person,
it's assholic. That word, assholic.
Which like...
Okay, so I agree with you guys.
Our dynamic is I think of things and Will ruins them.
Yep.
All we do is come up with things to...
So
I ruin it just by saying I liked it.
All right, so the rest of the story goes like this. I have a very, very small circle of friends. My best friend wants to have a destination wedding in Mexico and asked if I would be his best man. It's about a year away. The thing is, my wife and I don't have passports. At the time of the wedding, our son is going to be barely 1 year old. When I told him that I'd be honored to be his best man, but our new baby and finances for the whole trip, we're not sure if I can swing it.
That's totally appropriate. But I think you say that if you're asked to be the best man and be like, I'd love to, I can't afford to be your best man.
Yes, and that's what it sounds like he said. He told him this.
That's not...
The groom offered to co-op the cost of the tickets for his wife and him, and I would feel guilty as hell accepting the money, and on top of that, I would still have to pay for a hotel, rental car, babysitter, etc. Am I the asshole slash bad friend for declining?
I feel like, so when they say co-opt the payment, does he mean like he'd pay for half of it or something?
I don't know if it's half, but at least a portion of it is what it's implied.
Just add his travel expenses to the wedding roster, like the roster.
The cost,
Register.
Oh, the registry? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Ethan's never been married. He doesn't know what it's called because he's never been married.
So alone.
But no, that's actually a really good idea because, I mean, statistically, you're going to have your poor friends and you're probably going to have, but you won't.
I'm purging that list.
But you're also very likely to have one or two more rich people that would be willing to, it wouldn't be as much of a burden to drop that extra money to help somebody else. So yeah, you make it part of your registry of saying, you know, here's the gifts, the things that we would like to have for on the registry. But maybe if you want to, here are the people that we would love to have at our wedding, but they can't afford it.
Ooh,
would
and you
like
you
to contribute
like,
for their?
You have the specific people on the list too.
Yes.
So you're like one really likable guy has like four times the amount of money to go there, and
then,
nobody else will donate to other people.
But then Tyler has like $20.
Who do we know like that? I did have to decline to be his best man, but not for any
he invited
profound reasons.
Wait, he got
just
married?
You know, no, because I wouldn't be his best man.
Oh, okay.
I was getting concerned that we didn't get an honorable invite. As you know, the only people that talk about him.
Okay, if that happens, there has to be a clip of us at the recording doing a toast and still bleeping out the last name.
The four of okay, if Tyler ever gets married, Tyler. This is my proposal to you.
An indecent proposal to you.
Aww. Which is
the four
cheating,
of us hosts are your MCs for your reception.
Yes.
Oh, collectively.
And then we introduce ourselves before the bridal party. And before we welcome the bride and groom, let's give it up for our MCs. To my left, we have Tyler Cardwell.
All right, so let's play a game of Tyler's very classy culture corner, colon urban dictionary. Grandma, what do you think this word means?
And we have Will.
Grandma, what does sloppy muff mean?
And Arthur, and then just drunk stumbling out of the bathroom. What's up? With a headset mic, because we know he's going to wander. And we just randomly turn it on while he's in conversation with people.
All right.
So, have you guys heard of this word asshole?
All right. So, back to the...
Oh.
Back to who's here?
I determined that I'm doubling back.
Yeah?
When the guy offered to pay for, you know, however much... And
yes.
The guy's still like, I don't want to do it. That sounds like a classic, I just don't want to do it, and I was using money as an excuse. And
no, I'm going the other way.
Well, Tyler, you have kids, and you have a family. Like, the line between I don't want to do something and I don't want to, like, the logistical cost is so exponentially higher. Because it's not just you.
Right.
And then, like... Oh, I have to find a babysitter to either cover us for the entire trip or figure out...
You got to pass them off to multiple people. You got to handle those transitions from one grandparent to the other. It's a huge pain.
Because like, let's break down the question. Now, let's break down the question. Hey, I would love it if you'd come and co-host something for me in another country with your wife.
Right.
You need to leave your kid.
Why can't they bring the kid?
It's not going to cost you anything, but you're going to have to leave the country. Well, because he can only bring a plus one.
Not a plus 1.5. All right, Will, did you have, you want to do your last?
Yeah, okay. So the consensus on the other one was Ethan says asshole. I say not really asshole.
I say
no.
No
not.
I say
no asshole.
No asshole.
Okay. I say no asshole.
That's always been my answer. You know this.
Okay, so next one. Am I the asshole for very rarely, almost never, wanting to go to restaurants because my girlfriend makes food that's just as good, if not better, than restaurant food?
Yes, you're an asshole.
You're not an asshole for not wanting to. You're an asshole for not still taking her out.
Correct.
Because here's the... Am I an asshole for not taking my girlfriend out because instead she cooks me food at home?
Right.
Yes, because it's not about you.
I can you read me the title again, Will?
Okay. Am I the asshole for very rarely, almost never wanting to go to restaurants? Stop.
The very rarely, almost never, like that extension, immediately made me go, yes, you're the asshole, because it's just how you phrased that sentence. You're protesting too much. But so, is there more? Is it worth it to read the rest of the?
Yeah. So apparently she's like a professional chef, and that's why her cooking is so good.
Oh no! Especially no. Yeah, you don't want to do that because that's her job.
Hey babe, what if I take you to work tonight?
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, in my work there are chefs. And I don't interact with them directly, but based off of what I've seen, that environment is very, very stressful, and there's a huge amount of burnout, and all you're doing is bringing work home.
Well, so I think there's other dynamics to it. It's not like you aren't inherently a bad person for not taking your girlfriend to dinner if you find the substitution to that, because it's not the taking to dinner and going out and getting a meal that's like fulfilling or important. It's all the other components.
But no, that's I've never been married.
So.
Will, did you have an opinion? Did you have an opinion?
Oh yeah, he's definitely the asshole. Everyone in the comments, it's unanimous.
The top one is his girlfriend.
The closing sentence is, I just don't think it's worth it to go out and pay restaurant food prices when we can stay home for home food prices and have food that's just as excellent.
I think he's conflating the we there.
Yes. I'm really surprised that she comes home and makes anything other than like frozen chicken nuggets. Like, because when you spend all day making fancy food, you just want to come home. And if you have to make dinner, you're just going to throw something in the oven or the microwave, and that's it.
So I actually have one to read if we have time for our last one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, though, I may have misread something. She might just be a really good cook, not a professional cook. Doesn't really change anything. I just want to clarify.
It only changes it unless her opinion is, I really enjoy doing this. You know, this is... I come home after my regular job, and this is something that I do to relax. And I enjoy doing that. I want to do that for you.
She says she wants to go out. He says he doesn't want to go out. But he does clarify that he does the dishes.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, take that as you will. Go ahead, Ethan.
Am I an asshole for, since I don't want to go out to dinner with my boyfriend, bringing leftovers home from work and pretending that I cook them at home for him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that one. So
I was trying to do it from the position of the girlfriend.
Oh.
It's like, what's her, what if she's also got her own thing going on?
Ooh.
It's like, she doesn't want to go out to dinner with him. She'd rather stay home after a long day of work, but she's also not going to cook for the guy. So she just brings stuff home from work.
Amazing.
And he's like, she's an amazing cook. It's so good. It's so good. And it's just like, yeah, this is stuff that it was extra. And then I just sit in the kitchen pretending to cook because I get an hour and a half by myself.
It's the reverse of the Popeye's chicken thing where she bring home Popeye's chicken and then takes it out of the box. You missed that one, Ethan. This is a pretty good one.
All right. Ethan. Will and I have been going for a while, but did you have anything that you wanted to talk about?
Nothing that was super pressing. I was curious if you got. Oh, actually, I have a story.
Okay.
We
can end on a story.
We always love stories.
So, and Arthur will not be here to corroborate anything.
Perfect.
I was hanging out with Arthur and a couple people at a house in Placerville. They were there over the weekend. I was there for a day, and it was interesting. But at one point, we had been drinking minorly, okay. And we wanted to go get some to drink more than minorly. So we went down to the corner store to also go get Taco Bell. Now, two of the people, including Archer, of course, had scarves, and some of the rest of us were feeling a little insecure. So one guy took a giant Charlie Brown blanket, put it around his neck. I tied it into a scarf. Another guy found what looked like a bathroom rug and wrapped that around his neck like a scarf. And I, not wanting to be left out, but also wanting to be different, grabbed a bath towel and did a head wrap.
That's probably a bad choice, but
now it was okay. We were walking down a street in a town called Hangtown that only just removed a noose hanging off one of their public buildings a few years ago.
My experience with like corner liquor stores, a head towel would grant you some serious, you know, whatchamacallits with the cashier.
Well, it was more I don't know if
Will's whatchamacallits reference was a good thing or a bad thing, but carry on.
We were walking down the street to the Taco Bell, and we get to the Taco Bell, and everybody goes up in order, and the staff are obviously confused and kind of giggling, like, why is there this group of guys who are... And there were a lot of children in that Taco Bell, but they all go up, and the woman's like, all right, and then I get up last, and before she can say anything, I've already been thinking about it, and I just blurt out, I'm like, I get insecure when I'm different, so I found a towel. And she goes, she laughs and goes, aha, you're like the Middle Eastern one.
Ooh. Now, is it offensive to say you were the towel head in this scenario?
I think it's
because it's a literal towel on your head, right? That's not
racist or not. It's not racist
because it's an actual just towel on your head, right? It's cool.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, we get our stuff, we walk back, and we have to walk past a police station that we had already walked down before. Now, on the way down the hill, I saw the gate and saw that in the parking lot of the police station that was gated, there was a police Hummer.
Nice.
Which I didn't know those existed. It was like an H1 Hummer, painted like a cop car, black and white, said police on the side. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I'm like, I'm going to pretend to jump the gate. So while running to the gate, before I get up to it, I just slip and totally eat it. So I walk into Taco Bell with a towel on my head, bleeding.
So, wait, why were you trying? You were fake jumping over a fence? How does that work?
Well, I didn't actually get to the fence.
But I don't understand.
What was your plan?
Jump a fence?
Because I didn't get the choice. I didn't get the opportunity to fake it. I was going to get up to the gate and then pretend to jump it by half jumping it. But I real fell before I could fake it.
And this was
jump.
To entice the police somehow?
I think it was to entice the people I was with to, you know, like me. Because I was wearing a towel on my head. I felt like I might have been playing wrong.
Did I mention I was wearing a towel on my head?
So instead I slipped and turned into a bloody mess. But on the way back, I noticed that the front gate for the place that I was pretending to break into was wide open. The gate to the police station. Like, if you've ever played GTA 5, there's the police station with a gate to the parking lot. It was just... That opened just like that. It was open, so I'm like, all right. And I look around, and the lights are off in the station. I step over the line, and they're all on the gate on the other side. They're on the opposite side of the gate watching me, and they're like yelling at me to stop. And I'm just walking around. I'm like, I'm going to go check out this Hummer. So I walk all the way to the back of the parking lot. There's a picture of it. I get to the Hummer. I start looking in. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I open the door, and it's unlocked. It's unlocked. The police car is unlocked. But I open it. I open it. And part of me was like, all right, well, this is the line. Like, I'm not going further than this. Although I wish I had looked for keys. Because if I could repark the Hummer, that's not a crime. But
yeah, it kind of is, right?
I didn't. Is at what point is it stealing? You have to leave the parking lot before the stars turn on.
I mean, they left the door unlocked and they left the shotgun unlocked. So I took the shotgun and I fired a couple rounds. It was unlocked. It's like they wanted me to do it.
But for whatever reason, the thought that went through my head as I opened the door was, there's no car alarm, but it's a police car. There's an alarm somewhere. Somewhere there's an alarm going off at this. So I slam the door and I run. I run as fast as I can out of the police station parking lot. And then we go home. And then I danced in the back of a pickup truck while the construction lights were
I say to away. That story, that sounds fun. Where was my invite?
You would have made fun
you
of Ethan
weren't Arab
tower.
Enough. So, see, Will would get in trouble for, like, me wearing a towel on my head, going somewhere I know you want to end, me getting made fun of by people, and then him joining in, and then immediately looking like an absolute racist.
All right, so in that story, Will, who's the asshole?
I'm going to go with the Taco Bell employee.
For being not sensitive to Ethan's culture?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say the
bathroom culture.
She was very sensitive to my insensitivity.
Right. Well, I'm going to say the police officers for leaving the Hummer unlocked.
I'm going to say also the town for, you know, being Hangtown and taking pride in hanging people. Specifically a type of people in about the 1800s. Good on you, Placerville. Keep it up.
Okay.
Keep that meth flowing.
This may be controversial, but I don't think black people can own hangings. It's bad for everyone. I'm sorry. I really wish.
There's a disproportion in terms of what's the word? Opportunity.
I would just like to say that we're recording this the day after Martin Luther King.
Wait, was that yesterday?
Will,
what makes me worse that I didn't know it was MLK?
Will, would you like to?
Oh wait, that was the holiday. Yeah. That's what the holiday was for.
Will, do you have an RIP?
Me?
RIP Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, you had a dream.
Just stop there. Stop there.
It would have been really great if you opened the door and it was one of those canine police vehicles and a dog just jumps out and it just runs down the street and it's never to be seen again and then you just back away slowly.
Well, no, I'm a hero. I rescued a dog trapped inside a police Hummer.
Oh, yeah, goodbye. What a roller coaster.